Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Matt Spiegel got on with some takes that were pure gold.
A little too much Parkinson.
Afternoons on the Score.
Fly ball. Left side of the infield. This could do it. DeJong will make the catch. And the White Sox end a six-game losing streak with a 2-1 win over Kansas City. Say it with me. Southside, stand up.
Okay, so we got a situation here. That is the final call from John Schriffen, new White Sox play-by-play voice of game two of the doubleheader.
Nice 2-1 win. It's their third win. Now, whether they need it or not.
Say it with me. Southside, stand up.
No.
So that's what I want to know. Because I said after the first win that he called, I liked the final call. I do like that final call. But I did not know that it was going to be the every win final call. Because that could be weird if he tries to get you to stand up 46 times this year. I guess some of their wins will be on the road, so he won't do it for road games. That's an interesting spot. Is that a signature call for every win in a baseball season?
I think so. I think it seems like the plan.
Is that the plan?
Well,
every home win?
I think Boog says, sing the song before they crank Go Cubs Go.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? John Rooney used to say, that's a White Sox winner.
Right? Okay. So Southside, stand up.
Why not something like, we will see you tomorrow night. Something like that.
That's Jack Buck, then Joe Buck.
Yeah,
that one's taken.
Damn.
Okay.
How about the Giants win the pennant? The Giants win the pennant.
They're not the Giants.
Oh, that's a good point. Russ Hodges would be upset, too.
Okay. So we're learning something about the guys. We got a home game signature call, Southside stand up. He also seems to have a little hawk in him. This from game one.
Here's the payoff pitch.
Oh, Blues, no way. Come on, Blue.
It's a backdoor curveball that doesn't have the plate. But Jordan Baker thought it was good enough.
Bad call. Bad call by the ump.
It was a bad call, sure.
Very angry John Schriffen, feeling it.
Come on, Blue.
Identifying with the fans.
Say it with me. Come on, Blue.
Hey, this guy's got to stop. He's got to stop.
Wait, that's say it with me. Come on, Blue. That's you.
Yeah, that, okay. You put those together.
But the umpiring is so bad in these games, it's almost predictable. We could say it with him.
Yeah.
You just know when that pitch is leaving the pitcher's hands.
But going after umps is a time-honored tradition. And not just in baseball, but specifically for engaging over-the-top White Sox television broadcasters.
Come on, Blue! You gotta be paping me! What in the hell are you doing? What are you doing, Wagner? You gotta be kidding me! That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal! That is unbelievable! I'll tell you what, they have got to start making guys be accountable. That is totally absurd! That just tells you he has Blue. Here's an umpire in the American League knows nothing about the game of baseball. That's unbelievable.
Man, that was enjoyable, actually. I really enjoyed hearing that.
Come on, Blue!
So,
was there more after that? Was it part of a rant or anything?
Stone got in there. He just gave him the come on, Blue, and then let the analyst get in there.
Well.
That is not a strike.
He was outside.
Can't get him.
He was safe at third.
No! And another blown call by Hernandez.
Come on, Blue!
That was still Angel Hernandez.
He's even worse than ever.
He's still out there terrorizing all of us.
Lawrence threw out a hypothetical when they were talking about the NBA gambling gate.
Yeah, like Angel with John Hernandez, Porter.
Like, Angel Hernandez is so bad, someone could be like, hey, he could be shaving runs here. He's horrendous.
He remains really bad.
He's committed to being horrendous. I think at this point he enjoys it.
That's an interesting angle to take. I'm going to carve out the lane of being the worst.
Well, he's unfireable. He seems to be unfireable because there's all sorts of subtext and lawsuits and racial profiling that's been alleged, like all kinds of stuff that's going on.
I am racially profiling him as the worst umpire in baseball. Totally fine.
I'm legally profiling him.
Horrendous. I mean, do we think this is the plan? Like, is the plan for this to be maybe a little awkward or cringy or different or uncomfortable early, and in 25 years, John Schriffen is the next Hawk? Is that the plan?
I said it when he was hired, that there has been a capacity and a willingness to accept outside the norm play-by-play voices who bring more of a character and more of a unique flavor and sensibility on the South Side, in the Hawk vein, in the Ed Farmer vein, and not that they're similar broadcasters, but a willingness to let somebody be unique. And to be explosive.
I don't want everybody to be cookie cutter.
Yeah, there's some validity to that. There's some validity to that. But you really got to know baseball. Like, we knew that Hawk knew at least the version of baseball that he played and that he loved, and what umpiring dynamics were. That came from a very real and experienced place, did it not?
It did. And the whole thing with Schriffen, and this is legit. More people are hearing his calls listening to this show than they are even watching the game. So, like, you're slow rolling Schriffen out there right now, and a lot of people think this is cringy, homery, insufferable. When they're good, will people be able to stand him?
I don't know.
Because right now you're getting more of him by people listening to our show than watching the games.
That's probably that's true. That's true by the numbers.
By the time they're good, he'll be further along. He'll be further along, and we'll have experienced a lot more, know the game better, know the White Sox better, et cetera. So maybe there's always a capacity to enjoy your homer more. You like your homer more, especially when your team's good.
Yeah. Being positive when the team is awful, though, can do a lot to damage credibility.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's like he's – or not him. It's like somebody would be calling us stupid. Like, we're not stupid. You don't have to fake this.
Right. I gotta stand up for the fourth win of the season in May.
Third.
Yeah. I'm saying the fourth one.
I don't know if it's coming.
My bad.
It's sort of like closing chances for Michael Kopech. I don't mind him using the call every time they win. I really don't. If that's what you're going to do, go ahead, lean in, enjoy it. Celebrate your wins. And you don't know how many you're going to get. Last night, Bill James was like, just the old baseball historian Bill James was putting out there. You know, these White Sox remind me of the 1951 and 52 Tigers that challenged the Yankees for a while and then fell apart. So I go to Baseball Reference. The 1952 Tigers won 50 games. 50 baseball games. 5-0. Granted, there were only 154, but 104 losses, still a lot. Thanks, Bill.
They challenged the team, though, huh?
Before it all fell apart.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did it fall apart?
These White Sox, man, they did challenge. They won a division. Then it all fell apart.
Yeah, this team is 3-15. Tanny's Open kicks off the 5 o'clock hour. Are Bulls fans so good that it excuses mediocrity? This is a real theory that real people with real thoughts have. I disagree. It's next on The Score.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.